T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back at 641. Rhea, I'm going to need those tweets if you get those back out, because I want you to understand the ebb and flow of yesterday's game.
Yes.
Elliot Shore Parks out. His entire reputation at WIP is how well he understands the football team. He's a football reporter.
Right, you got to trust him.
And a damn good one.
Right. Yep.
But he went back and forth himself during the game. Rhea, tweet number one.
Okay, tweet number one. Okay, the Eagles are definitely bad. I was wrong.
All right. That was probably the end of the second half, first half?
Yeah, probably.
First, maybe third quarter. All right. And then what came later?
At the end of the game, I'm never doubting myself again.
All right. He doesn't have to. We'll do that for him. Al, go ahead.
Hey, of course, Elliot, of course, is sponsored by your local tri-state Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
All right, Elliot, clearly you were conflicted. As are we. How should Eagle fans feel right now about yesterday's victory?
Yeah, yesterday was certainly an emotional roller coaster. I mean, at the end of that first half, after that safety, I thought the season was over. I was writing the obituary for the season for my post-game article. But they came back and they won. And I think if you're an Eagles fan, how you feel about that is you feel good. They're 2-3. They beat a team that was 3-1. The offense was ugly, but the defense played really well, which was a concern over the last 2 weeks. And I think what we're seeing now five games into the season is there are going to be growing pains for Nick Sirianni. He's a first-time head coach, period. So when they can win games where he doesn't have a good one, I think that's definitely a positive. And the longer they stay in the playoff race, the better chance they'll have, because the end of their schedule is easy. So getting wins early on is huge.
Yeah, it sure is. Here's the thing, Elliot. You're right, he did not have a good game. His game play calling was just ridiculous most of the way.
Yeah.
What was he attempting before the fourth quarter? All these screen passes, none of which worked. Why did he stick with that so long?
Yeah, when I was watching that game, the thing I kept thinking was, how is he going to explain this to Jeffrey Lurie? When Jeffrey Lurie says to him, what were you doing? What's the explanation? And the only one I could think of, and I really tried, was, you know, in week one, when you think about how Jalen Hurts got going against the Falcons, it was a lot of screen passes, right? He had probably his second best game of the season in week one. So if you want to try that early on, okay, maybe I get it. But when it was so clear it wasn't working and he just continually did it, it makes you wonder if he had a backup plan, if he had another idea on how to get this offense moving. Because for that to work, the receivers were going to have to make people miss, or the Panthers are going to have to miss tackles. And neither of those things were happening. And then once again, he didn't go to the run game. So I just thought the game plan, it was poorly executed, but it was a poor decision going into the game as well.
All right. The next thing, this is the biggest puzzle for me. This Jalen Reagor love based on nothing. There's not a thing Reagor did yesterday that was good. He dropped balls. He missed blocks. A big miss on a Quez screen.
When they look at that on the film, they're going to see disinterest.
Elliot, there's nothing returning kicks now, because they took that away from Quez and gave it to him. He can't get to the 25. I don't know what the hell he's returning. What does he do well, and what is this fixation on targeting him so much?
Well, the worst part about it is they force him the ball, right? I mean, if he was just your fifth receiver and, you know, he got in sparingly, okay, maybe you could see that, right? But if he's going to be your number two and you're going to force him into that role, then you're hurting the offense by simply having him involved. I mean, there's not a single reason he should ever take a snap over Quez Watkins.
No!
Devontae Smith has been very good, don't get me wrong. So Quez Watkins might be the best receiver on the team. Like, that's how dynamic he is, his ability to make plays down the field. And Jalen Reagor just can't do that. I mean, coming out of TCU, what you heard was he was fast and he makes people miss. And he's not even shown close to being able to do either of those things. He's not fast, and he never makes people miss, and he can't get open. So I just don't see what he brings to the offense, and he hurts them by being out on the field because they're forcing him the ball.
Can you explain to me, I mean, we're all pretty much in agreement when people really started to say this could happen, they could come back, was on the punt block 4 years between punt blocks, and they said they saw something on the tape. Tell us what was going on the T.J. Edwards block.
Yeah, so T.J. Edwards talked about this after the game, and I think it's a really good moment for Michael Clay, the special teams coordinator, the youngest coordinator in the whole league, and he said they saw something throughout the week that they game planned for. Him and Sean Bradley ran a play where you can see Sean Bradley kind of rubs into the long snapper to distract him, and then T.J. Edwards is able to run around and get a free shot at the punter. So it was perfect execution. It was a great scheme, and it wasn't, you know, a blown play by the Panthers. This is something they saw on tape, and they executed. So to kind of bring it back to Sirianni, these are young coaches. There are going to be poor moments throughout the season, but there's going to be good ones, too, where they show their potential. And that Michael Clay one, you know, it arguably saved the season.
Yeah, it might have. All right, the defense was the biggest story because they held the opponent to 18 points after two games over 40. Was it the yelling during the week, the focus on how bad they were playing, do you think, or was it the opponent?
I think it was the opponent. I mean, Sam Darnold is atrocious. He's a terrible quarterback. And if you look through these first five games, in the three games where they haven't played Dak Prescott and Patrick Mahomes, they're giving up an average of, I believe, around 13 points. So they've played very well when they're not playing good quarterbacks. And the good news is there are not a lot of good quarterbacks in the league, especially remaining on the schedule. Obviously, they have one this Thursday against Tom Brady. But I think what this defense is showing is unless they're playing a top five quarterback or, you know, around there, they're going to be good because they can get pressure. And the secondary, I know, you know, they had rough games the last 2 weeks, but you saw yesterday that Steven Nelson and Darius Slay are definitely above average slash good cornerbacks. So when they play bad quarterbacks, those guys are going to make mistakes. I think you'll see the Eagles defense take advantage of it as the season goes on.
All right, you're right. Those cornerbacks won the game as well. One interception, Nelson, two big plays, Slay. Did big play wake up because so many people were after him during the week?
Are you saying we should thank Glenn Mack now?
Well, Glenn Mack now certainly led the charge with the Twitter feud.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were after big play Slay, and I'm wondering if that woke him up.
You know, I think that Darius Slay has been very good since they traded for him. I think he's been pretty close to number one shutdown corner. I mean, he's played a year and five games here. He's really only had two bad games. But I think in terms of the interceptions are a skill. I'm not trying to diminish that. But there is also a certain degree of luck to it, right? You have to get thrown the ball. I mean, I think that Slay has played well. And the nickname kind of hurts him in that regard because people expect interceptions, you know, every other week. But I think he's definitely played well since they traded for him. And clearly yesterday he had the chance to make those big plays, and he did them.
Last thing, Elliot, this is the big one. How much of what was wrong the previous two games were actually fixed yesterday?
I think that the reason the last two games were simply opponent-based, in my opinion, right? I think that they just ran into two of the, you know, top five teams in the league. So I think the stuff from yesterday, I don't know how much was fixed because the offense didn't look great. But we saw what this team is going to be is they're going to be a defensive team, and the offense is just going to have to make enough plays while Nick Sirianni learns what he's doing. So I don't think anything was fixed. I think he just played an easier opponent.
His name is Elliot Shore Parks. He will have much more for us throughout the week. Thank you, Elliot. Appreciate it, pal.
Yep. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.